دمينا بدرينا أبو بكر الصديق بكلمة رسول أبو بكر الصديق أبو بكر الصديق.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this beautiful silsila where we will discuss the beautiful lifestyle in brief of the third Khalifa of Islam, the third successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he is none other than Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Sayyidina Uthman Dhun-Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But before this, please make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum thawab and rewards. For example, I will listen to the silsila from the beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down any important points that it contains and try to implement this in my life and encourage them to my family, to my spouse, my children, my friends and in my society, inshallah ta'ala. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, please do make it now to gain maximum reward, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, there are countless benefits and blessings in reciting salawat, durood and salutations upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One beautiful hadith, the summary and overview of which is that the beloved and blessed Rasul, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated that the person who recites durood, salawat, salutations upon me 50 times daily, 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This beautiful hadith is also narrated in Al-Qawlul Badi'i. And 50 times is not very difficult. After each salah, as we know, there's 5 times salah, fard salah. After each salah, a minimum, at least 10 to 12 times, if we recite durood upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will manage to accomplish this target, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, the glorious lifestyle of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is really a kind of role model and lessons for us. His piety, his haya, his modesty, his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed exemplary. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would always observe nafil fast, optional fast. Having taken the rest during the initial part of the night, he would stand in ibadah and worship of Allah Azza wa Jal for the rest of the night. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Uthman Dhun-Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was so humble to the extent that whenever he would wake up to perform the Hajjud Salah at night, he would himself arrange his wudu water to perform wudu, and he would not disturb anybody. He would not wake up anybody else. He would never disturb anybody's sleep for his personal use, for his personal cause. Therefore, whenever Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, would awaken for offering the salah of tahajjud at night, he would himself arrange water for performing wudu, and when it was asked, why do you bother yourself? Let your servant do this. He would reply, no, the night is theirs, it is for their rest. Subhanallah, mashallah. Once Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was coming from an orchard carrying a pile of wood over his blessed head. Even though many of his servants, they were present and available, somebody asked, why did you not let your servant carry this pile of wood? And he replied, I could have done so, but I am putting my nafs into trial, my lower self into trial, whether it can carry this or it dislikes to carry this. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to one of his servants at one time, I had once twisted your ear, so now avenge me. Now take revenge from me for that. Allahu Akbar. Despite the fact that Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, the compiler of the glorious Quran, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was undoubtedly guaranteed and is guaranteed and destined to enter Jannah, to enter paradise, yet he would remain unable to control the tears of his blessed eyes upon seeing graves and qubur. It is mentioned on page 139 of the book Allah Walo Ki Baatein, which is a 695-page publication of Maktabatul Madinah, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. It is narrated therein that whenever Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would stand near some grave, he would weep so much that his blessed beard would get drenched with tears. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, If I am made to stand between hell and paradise, and I do not know which way I will be commanded to go towards, then I would prefer to turn to ashes before I am commanded to go towards one of these paths. Despite the fact that he was and is undoubtedly destined and guaranteed to enter Jannah, to enter paradise, yet he said so out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. His saying is expressing the fear of the hidden plan of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Lest I be given the order to move towards hell instead of paradise. Therefore, he expressed a fervent wish to turn to ashes due to the fear of the torment of hell. But as mentioned earlier, indeed, as we all know, he is guaranteed to enter Jannah, just like all Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, worrying about worldliness brings darkness in the heart, whereas worrying about the akhirah, the hereafter, produces nur and light in the heart. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, how kind was Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam towards the compiler of the Holy Quran, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Here is a beautiful parable in this context. Listen carefully. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, when the rebels had laid siege to the sanctified house of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, even a single drop of water was not allowed to be supplied to his blessed home. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would feel restless due to extreme and severe thirst. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was observing fast during the day. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu says, he radiallahu anhu was observing fast during the day and I went to see him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at me and he said, O Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I saw the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam through this skylight. The most merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said in a very sympathetic manner, O Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these people have made you restless due to thirst by blocking off your water supply. I respectfully replied, yes, Then the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam immediately lowered a bucket towards me that was filled with water. I quenched my thirst with this water. I can still feel the soothing effect of water between this water, between my chest and my shoulders. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam then said to me, إِن شِئْتَ نُصِرْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَإِن شِئْتَ أَفْطَرْتَ عِنْدَنَا. That is, if you wish, I will help you against these people. And if you like, if you wish, you may come to me and break your fast in my company. I respectfully replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, breaking my fast in your graceful court is dearer to me. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu returned that same day, and Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred on that same day by the rebels. The great Allama Shaykh Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i alihi rahmatullahi al-qawi has narrated that Shaykh Ibn Batish rahmatullahi ta'ala alihi, who passed away in about 655 Hijri, he said that he has deduced that this event of seeing and sighting the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam was not a dream. Rather, it took place in a wakeful state whilst he was awake. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we come to know from this parable that the circumstances of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu indeed were well known to the most dignified Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was well known to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by the grant of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We also came to know that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam helps those who are helpless. And this is why he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, I will help you against these people. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have witnessed, you have listened to the unmatched patience and sabr and endurance of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced shahada, embraced martyrdom, but disliked bloodshed in the holy city of Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahullahu sharafu wa ta'zeema. His splendid house was cordoned off and even the water supply was blocked. His servants accessed his house and asked permission to fight against the rebels. But Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu refused and did not give permission. When his servants, armed with weapons, asked for permission to fight for him, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ordered, if you wish to please me, if you wish to please me, then disarm yourselves and listen that whoever amongst the slaves disarms, I set him free. I swear by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, my death before any bloodshed is dearer to me compared to being killed after the bloodshed. That is, my martyrdom has already been inscribed. That is, my martyrdom, my shahada has already been inscribed by the holy pen. And Sayyidul Mursaleen, Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has informed me of this glad tiding. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further informed his slaves, even if you make war, my martyrdom will not be averted. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali karramullahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, who was the fourth Khalifa of Islam, had ardent love for Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Because of the critical circumstances, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked his beloved sons Hasnain Kareemain Imam Al-Hasan and Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, both of you, he told them, both of you with your swords ride to the gate of the house of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and guard his premises. When Allah Azza wa Jal's will overcame and the martyrdom of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to pass, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem went into a deep state of sorrow. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'oon. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, bearing any grudge and hostility against the honorable Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan is a cause of total loss and destruction in both the worlds. Sheikh Nuruddin Abdul Rahman Jami, Quddisa Sirruhu Sami, has mentioned in his famous book, Shawahidun Nubuwah, that three people set out on a journey to Yemen. One of them was from Kufa, and he was very insulting towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was warned to refrain from his insults, but he did not. When they reached near to Yemen, they camped at a place and went to sleep. When it was time to leave, two of them rose and performed wudu and then woke that insolent person, but he got up and he said, Alas, I have been left behind. Alas, I have been left behind in this journey. You woke me up at a point when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was informing me, O sinner, Allah Azza wa Jal ruins and abases a sinner. Your face will morph, will turn during this journey. When that disrespectful person started performing wudu, his toes began to transform. Then his feet began to resemble those of a monkey. Then his legs up to the knees changed into that of a monkey. Hence, in this way, his entire body became like that of a monkey. Then his companions bound that monkey-like insolent person to the saddle of the camel and resumed their journey. At sunset, they reached a forest. Upon reaching this forest, there were some monkeys gathered over there. When he saw them, he became restless and broke away to join them. Then all the monkeys came near both of his companions. They feared them, but the monkeys did not harm them. And that monkey-like person sat beside his companions and started shedding tears. After an hour, when all the monkeys went away from that place, then he too left with them. Allahu Akbar. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have listened to the one who was disrespectful to the honorable Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, became and transformed into a monkey. Some people are punished in this way, in this world, and are made examples for others, so that the others, they fear and they refrain from sins and insults. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us among those who love all Sahaba Ikram and Ahlul Bayt alayhimu ridwan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed, we must always inculcate the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the love of Sahaba Ikram alayhimu ridwan, the love of Ahlul Bayt, the love of all awliya Allah in our hearts, if we want to achieve the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If we want to achieve success and salvation in this world, in the qabr, and in the akhirah, in the hereafter, then inshallah ta'ala, if we do respect and love them, to the best of our ability and follow them, inshallah ta'ala, we will be with them. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, awliya Allah as well. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the ability, the enthusiasm to implement the grand and perfect sunnah lifestyle in our lives and forgive us for our shortcomings. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The man of Drena, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph of Rasul.